Hey, Carolyn, this is Jason. How are you?
What? We're on a first-name basis like that? I love it. Hello, Jason Aldean. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to hit the road?
Yes, absolutely. We've been off the road for quite a few months now, so I don't think I've ever been off this long. So we're getting a little antsy now.
Got to get back out there. And I see on the schedule, 1 week from tomorrow, you are at Mohegan.
Yeah, that's actually where we're going to kick the tour off, is the Mohegan Sun. I think we're doing a couple nights there, and that's the start of the tour, and then it'll carry us through, I guess, probably up until into October.
Another New England date much closer to us is Xfinity Center, and that's not until September 20th, though, and those tickets go on sale tomorrow. I mean, we are used to seeing you in the hot summer months, but this is going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, typically we would start back in April or so, March, April, go up until October is typically how we would do things. This year we're starting a little bit later just because my daughter was born in February.
So yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
Isn't she a beauty?
Well, I appreciate it. I hope she looks like her mama. But,
well, there's no denying who your son is, that's for sure.
It's really unfortunate for him.
But, stop.
Yeah, it's great. But she was born in February, so I want to take a little time off, make sure we had enough time to get her home and sort of get her on a little bit of a schedule before I took off and started touring. So
we are super excited, and tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com for Xfinity Center. Now, that is a Friday night, and September 20th. You know, inquiring minds want to know, Jason. I'm asking for a friend. Any chance there would be a second show if that one sold out really fast?
Maybe. You know, I mean, that's kind of something that is a little bit out of my hands as far as who handles that stuff. But I know, you know, typically for us, if we put a show up on a Friday, you know, and we have that next day, sometimes we'll hold that next day to see how the show does. And if it does blow out pretty quick, we will add another one. We just did that in Detroit where we blew out the first show and added a second one the night after. So sometimes it happens like that. I don't know what the plan is for that one in particular. But I know usually that's on everybody's radar.
And you know that Boston, we are rabid Jason Aldean fans. And in fact, you sold out Fenway Park, the first country show ever there, in the fastest amount of time of any show. And then you sold the most beer. So there's that.
Which I'm more proud of. Now, when you can sell the most beer in Boston, that's
that is saying something for sure.
Yeah, but that, you know, it's crazy. Boston's always been such a great area for us, which really kind of took me by surprise. I wasn't aware, you know, we were first getting started years ago. I wasn't aware that Boston was such a huge country music market. And then to go there, do some of the things we've done there, has just been incredible. So it's always fun. One of our favorite places to play, honestly.
Well, good, because we love having you come every single year. And now I have to tell you, I'm going to Nashville for the first time in many years next week, and I've been asking people where is the best place to go. And so far, no lie, more people have said Jason Aldean's Kitchen Rooftop Bar than anywhere else. So obviously it's doing well.
It's doing really well. It's, it's really cool to have a place like that downtown Nashville. And for anybody that hasn't been to Nashville recently, you know, Nashville's such a different town than it was.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
It's amazing. And so, you know, I remember moving here in 98 and walking around downtown, and it was all the old honky-tonks. And it was cool, but it wasn't, like, super cool, you know. And
yeah.
Go down, and it's, like, really nice restaurants, really nice bars, and just, I mean, it's a really cool area down there. And
I can't wait to see it.
I have a place of my own that we can hang out in and use, and you know, you go and you watch other people having fun, and the food's great, everything's cool. So it's been a new endeavor for me, for sure.
So Jason, did you help pick any of the food? Was there a must-have for you on the menu?
Yeah, so, I mean, we actually went and did like a taste testing thing, and there were certain things that, you know, I was like, I mean, I grew up, my mom was a Southern cook, you know, so it was a lot of Southern food, and I thought that should be a big theme of it, and also having, like, some of my mom's, even some of her recipes, like, added into the menu and stuff, so to kind of make it a little personal. And
I cannot wait to go, and there's live music, too, right?
Always, yeah, always. Live music going on, there's a couple stages there, so you know, you got bands downstairs and bands upstairs, then at night.
Sweet.
Bands sometimes go away. You got a DJ that comes in, and so it's fun.
Wow, I'll be checking that out, and then we'll be checking you out September 20th and bringing with you Kane Brown and Carly Pierce. Crazy lineup. Crazy good.
Yeah, having Kane back out with us this year is going to be fun. He was out with us a couple years ago, and, you know, obviously he's super hot right now and doing really well. It's gonna be fun. He's one of my buddies, so having him out is gonna be a lot of fun. And Carly, I think, you know, just kind of brings something completely different to the show than what Kane and I bring. So you know, I think it's a pretty personal show.
They
get a lot of different stuff, and then DJ Silver's always out with us. Playing twos.
That is a summer must-see show. Also a must-see, the new video for your single title track, Rearview Town. I love the old-timey photos of you as a little boy looking just like Memphis.
Yeah, that's been one of my favorite videos we've done in a long time. So we just put it out a couple weeks ago, and it's really cool. That one's personal for sure.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to give it a spin too. So thank you for your time again, Jason. We'll see you out on the road, Ride All Night Tour.
All right, looking forward to it. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.